girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons at a time.
听众朋友大家好，这里是广播学口语，欢迎光临。实在西楚霸王破釜沉舟，百二秦关终属楚。那么如此壮举在英语当中又是如何表达的呢？让我们来看一下今天的节目。英语里面说破釜沉舟就是 burn the boat， 烧掉船只，即背水布阵，自觉退路。工作上也是需要这种魄力的。 Andy is intelligent, energetic, and is ready to burn his boat. Andy 聪明热情，且随时准备破釜沉舟干到底，怪不得他会取得如此的业绩。如果破釜沉舟精神领会的不好，那有时会真的自绝后路。 Think carefully before you resign. If so, you will have burnt your boat. 你对辞职的事情要三思呀，不然就自绝后路了。尤其是现在人才爆满的市场，要找一份属于自己的好工作不容易。对于当前严峻的形势，在校生活的学生只有好好的学习，充实自己，才有可能有出路。要好好学习，就要上课专心听课。这里有一个这样的词组 ，on the edge of my seat， 字面意思是坐在椅子的前沿。坐在椅子的前沿是正襟危坐，当然和懒散的靠在椅子上是不一样的了。on the edge of my seat 就是专心听讲的意思。有远见的年轻人绝对不会浪费大学的宝贵时光。 He will be on the edge of his seat in the class and goes to the library in his spare time. 他上课专心听讲，课下一头扎进图书馆。为了将来，我们需要这样的锻炼自己。当然，大学里不全是这种自觉的学生，需要老妈耳提面命的人大有人在。 Did you listen to the teacher carefully? Of course, Mom.I'm on the edge of my seat. 上课认真听讲了吗？当然了，妈妈，听得可认真了。时间过得很快，我们的节目马上就要接近尾声了，让我们再来回顾一下今天学习的两个句子。第一句， thinkcarefully before you resign. If so, you will have burnt your boat. 你对辞职的事情要三思，不然就自绝后路了。第二句， I'm on the edge of my seat. 我上课认真听讲。 Okay, let's stop here and see you next time.
Pretty girls are everywhere
Joy, we have fun, we have seasons.